You're listening to the audio production of Calm Your Anxious Mind, Daily Devotions to Manage Stress and Build Resilience by Carrie Mars, published by Zondervan and read by Jenny Welsh.
Introduction. How's today been for you? Maybe it was smooth sailing until a life curveball totally rattled you. Or you've been trying to tune out a string of concerns running like a news feed at the back of your mind. A swirl of tasks, questions, and worries might have you knotted up inside, or a growing pile of problems might be feeling heavier by the hour. You could even be in a darker place. Maybe you're reeling from a series of life punches. Maybe hope feels out of reach. When was the last time you breathed deeply? Or felt a grounding sense of peace, a surge of confidence, or a joyful lightness? It's not just you. Everybody's got their stuff. Even if today's been a good day, the waters may get rough again. We all face challenging times and the mashup of feelings that come with them. We were made with complex emotions, big hearts that care, and powerful brains that want to figure things out. Put us in a broken world and things are bound to get complicated. But guess what? God knows how we're built. He knows what we're in the middle of, and He can handle it all. He says to us, "Come here, closer, lay it all out. We'll look at it together. Yes, I see it all. Will you let me carry that for you? Will you let me provide what you need for this journey? Now keep close as we go on together. Cast all your anxieties on me," he says. "Be anxious for nothing and pray instead," he says. "I'll be your strength, be all the help you need, and make a way toward your bright future with me." And so this is a book about moving through our struggles with the Mighty One, the One who knows us best and loves us most, who has abundance and beauty and dreamy goodness in mind for us, the One who calls us into His power and fullness of life. Listen, I've dealt with fear and anxiety for as long as I can remember. I still deal with it. For me, part of being alive and worshiping God means continually staring down my monsters and returning to truths I can hang on to. It means forming habits that keep me healthy, connected, and productive. I've learned I have to cultivate a mindset and lifestyle that help me be joyful, grateful, and alive with purpose. It requires a brutal honesty and a teachable spirit. But much of it has to do with staying in tune with the voice of love. So let's dive into this together. We're going to talk about winning the battle of the mind and managing feelings and being still so we can receive peace. We'll look at the crazy force called hope and dependence on the One with all the resources. We'll explore some of His amazing gifts, healing relationships, wisdom for wellness, a spirit of power, and heaps of agency. We'll think about how we can live in the light every day and become sunshine for our part of the world. Our God is an awesome and compassionate God. He didn't leave us to our sin. He's not leaving us to our anxiety either. He will create a way forward for us, just like He has before. He's full of comfort and love and power. He's offering you peace and wisdom and freedom. Come see. January. You are known and held. Anxiety is like a fog that keeps you from seeing what's right in front of you. It fools you into thinking you're alone. It gets you constantly anticipating danger, expecting the worst. In reality, though, you're never alone. The One who is with you understands you perfectly. He knows your whole story and holds your future. He'll hold all your hopes, fears, and feelings, too, if you let Him. He'll help you sense more than just potential.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?